Each week, we discuss something different that affects women and feminism in 2019. And today is no different. I'm going to offer a little bit of a warning before we start the show. Today's topic is a little bit sensitive. Today, we're talking about cancer and specifically women's cancer. Cancer is, of course, a non-gendered issue, but on Feminotium, we're discussing women's cancer. So things like breast cancer, cervical cancer. Breast cancer is the most common cancer that women may face in their lifetime. It can occur at any age. However, the risk does go up when you get older. The best defense is to find breast cancer early, as with all forms of cancer. It's still the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women under 40. So less than 10% of breast cancers are actually caused by family history, so there's no excuse not to check. 1 in 8 women will be affected by breast cancer in their lifetime. Younger women aged between 18 and 24, so probably the kind of students that I'm talking to right now, consistently check their boobs less than 25 to 29 year olds, which means we're more at risk because we're not getting checked, we're not catching it early. Only 30% of women aged 18 to 29 check their boobs monthly. Monthly is the guideline. They say you should check every 3 to 4 weeks. The best time to do it is either when you're lying in bed so you can properly get a feel, or when you're in the shower is the other place that they say is a good time. So that's all the depressing statistics. And if anything is taken away from today's show, just check your boobs. And if you feel that there's any abnormality, anything wrong, go to your GP. They're not going to turn around to you and say, I can't believe you've come in, there's nothing wrong with you. It's better to check. If you've ever seen a half marathon or a marathon, you've probably seen people dressed as massive boobs running around. That is Copperfeel. They are a charity to raise funding for breast cancer science, but their main goal is to make sure women are checking their boobs. So Copperfeel, their tagline is get to know your boobs. Once you know what you're looking for, if something does arise, you can very much get it checked and sorted very quickly. We are going to hear from Sian. Sian is a uni boob team leader for Copperfeel. It's quite the title. If you are at a different university or you think I really want to get involved, I will give you all the links at the end of the show. But essentially, students are very good when it comes to spreading the word about whatever it may be, social justice, campaigns, anything like that. Students have always been at the forefront. So it's no different when it comes to spreading the boob love on campus. So there's lots of different ways that you can get involved while at university. And Sian is the representative from the University of Nottingham. She's running it this year. And here she is talking about what you can do to get involved and also what Copperfeel are trying to get you to do and how you should check your breasts.
I'm now joined by the president of the Nottingham Uni Boob Team, Sian Galsworthy. Could you tell me a little bit about the charity, what the main aims of the boob team are?
Okay, so we work for a charity called Copperfeel, and their mission is to get guys and girls checking their boobs and pecs for the early signs and symptoms of breast cancer. At the Uni Boob Team specifically, we are on campus and we want to try and talk to as many students as we can, because the younger and the earlier you start checking your boobs, you're going to know them more. So if you find anything unusual or anything a little bit off, you can go to the doctor and put your mind at rest.
So what would you say, like, are the main symptoms that we need to be aware of when checking our boobs and pecs, really?
So obviously the lump is the main one that everyone knows, but also if you notice any changes in your nipples, the size or shape of your boobs, or any weird rashes, or if it starts to look a bit like orange peel, then you need to get it checked out by your GP. But most of the time it's nothing to worry about, but we just want to get people aware of any changes.
And do you do lots of events to, like, raise money for the charity? And, like, if people wanted to get involved doing fundraising, is there a way they can do that through the boob team?
Yeah, so we fundraise, but our main mission is just to get talking to people. We've raised about £500 so far this year, but obviously our main mission, like I said, we want to get people talking and feel confident about chatting about their boobs. If you want to get involved, if you follow our Instagram, it's UBT Nottingham, and we post about our events on there. And if you want to get involved, just message me on there and I'll get you involved.
And finally, why do you think this is such an important team that we need to have at university?
It's so important because the best way to treat cancer is to find an early prognosis. And if you know your body and you know what's right for you, then it's easier to get an early diagnosis. And it's also just so important because we should be confident in talking about our bodies and feeling empowered, and we shouldn't be worried of cancer. We should just be aware of it.
University Radio Nottingham.
Thank you there to Heidi and Sian. So please do get in touch with Sian. Find them on that Instagram page that was mentioned, or just go onto the Copperfeel website, copperfeel.org, and get involved. And the thing with Copperfeel is they do have some really, really fun stuff. They've got some amazing merch. I was having a look at their website in the break. They've got some really cool t-shirts, which I was a fan of, but my favourite, potentially the best product ever to have been in existence ever, a boob umbrella. So think the top of the umbrella, obviously the nipple, and then when you open the umbrella, it's a full boob. And I think I need one, to be honest. So you donate to an amazing charity and you get an umbrella with a boob on it. So I think it's a win-win situation. So even if you don't want to get involved, just check your boobs, because it makes such a difference. And this is something that I found when I spoke to Ruby.
Hi, my name is Ruby Woods and I study at Plymouth Conservatoire. So when I was about 18, I was doing a self-examination of my breasts that I had learnt from Copperfield Charity, and I found a small lump. I didn't really want to acknowledge that it was there, so I didn't really do anything for about 2 months and just hoped it would go away. After those 2 months, it got stronger and more prominent, so I ended up going to the doctors. I told them my family history, that family members had died of breast cancer, and so they rushed me in for a biopsy. So during the biopsy, they take a bit of the tumour and they test it. And they found that it was a fibroadenoma, which is a non-cancerous tumour, but they gave me the choice whether it wanted to be removed or not. And so I had a surgery to get that removed, and they actually ended up taking 3 tumours out. Now, a year later, I was checking, as I always do, and I found a much bigger and much more prominent lump on the left side. I went back to the doctor, followed the same process, and had another biopsy. This time I didn't have the choice of surgery, and they said they needed to take it out immediately, but still it was a fibroadenoma and nothing to worry about. They just needed to take it out because of the size and because they start hurting at that point. And again, during that surgery, they took out 3 tumours. So it was all okay. It was just 2 quick surgeries, but the importance of checking yourself and knowing your boob is really paramount, because if I hadn't have known what I was looking for, I never would have found it, and it could have been a lot worse. So I was just going onto Copperfield website, having a look at all the things you need to do a self-examination.
All right, and I think that rounds up really well with what Sian said as well about the importance of checking. Luckily for Ruby there, they were benign, but they could not have been. A good positive story there, but just showing that it's not the end of the world. If you do find something, it can be sorted, but it's not going to be sorted if you don't check. Check your boobs, get to know them, whether small, big, east pointing, west pointing, whatever it may be. Fall in love with your boobs and make sure you don't neglect them, because they can really help you out. Rachel Bland, if you don't know, was a BBC journalist. She was on BBC Five Live. She did all sorts. But where she really came into her own, and where she's probably going to be the most known for, was her You, Me and the Big C podcast. Essentially, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she went on to do this amazing podcast, and it opened up the conversation about breast cancer and about cancer in general, really, talking about how it should be normalized, and they wanted it to be a sort of a chat with your friends around a coffee table, and it shouldn't be something that is very intense or anything along those lines. All right, so 4 months after her diagnosis of incurable cancer, Rachel Bland tweeted, "In the words of the legend Frank Sinatra, I'm afraid the time has come. And suddenly I've been told I've only got days. It's all very surreal. Au revoir, my friends." There are people that do extraordinary things in the face of serious illness. And then there's Rachel Bland, who responded to her diagnosis by creating an incredible podcast with fellow cancer bloggers Deborah James and Laura Mahon, who both had to have cancer. They're both still alive and still doing the podcast, and are very vocal in the community about cancer awareness and actually spreading Rachel's story. She had some incredible stories, but also she had a real personability about her. This is a clip from You, Me and the Big C, the podcast. I don't think I can do it justice by talking about it or playing you clips. Please do listen to it. The podcast is amazing. It explores issues surrounding cancer in a funny, honest and quite an accessible way, because it's a scary topic. It's a really big topic, but it's something that is so common, so it feels odd not to discuss it. It does affect so many. As I said, breast cancer alone, 1 in 8 women will be affected by it in their lifetime. And that's only breast cancer. There are so many different forms. And obviously, it's not a women's issue, cancer. So it's across all people, really. But Rachel Bland really touched a lot of people. Her message of positivity has really resonated with a lot of people, as you can hear in this tribute just after she died.
Hi everyone, welcome to my first live blog. I'm Rachel Bland. I'm a 39-year-old mum of one little boy. So I went to the doctor. Yeah. She did the whole same thing. You know, 9 times out of 10, when we refer somebody to the breast clinic, you know, it's benign. So try not to worry too much.
I'm here for my fourth lot of surgery this morning. So I'm having a lymph node clearance on the left-hand side.
Like you guys are, I want it to be a party. Don't wear black. I want everyone in black.
Yeah, I want people. I wouldn't be able to talk or do or even function half the time if it wasn't for the support that she has shown me. So I am so grateful to her. Oh, I'm just so grateful to her for allowing me to be part of her life.
If you don't know anyone that knows how you feel, it's important to have somebody like that that's on the radio that talks about it openly and honestly and can give advice on certain things and advise you if, you know, of other areas that you can get support and that type of thing.
So that was a tribute there to Rachel Bland, who died earlier this year from breast cancer. And as was said at the end of that clip, I think what she really represents is being positive and doing amazing things in the face of adversity, in the face of illness. Some of her most recognisable and work that she will be remembered for was done because of cancer, in spite of cancer. And I think that's really inspirational. So if you do want to have a look more about Rachel Bland, have a listen to the You, Me and the Big C podcast. Also, I think I've got my favourite text in that I've ever received, ever, in anything. I will offer context, but I just want to read out the text first. This is from Maisie, and it says, I got a 2 out of 5 rating for my boobs. In any other context, I'd be offended, but this time it was positive. I think it's the best text I've ever received. If you don't know, when you go in for a scan, they'll give you a rating, in this case, out of 5. 5 being the like utmost abnormality. So 2 is quite healthy. 2 is only a few different abnormalities. But that did really make me giggle. I got a 2 out of 5 rating for my boobs. In any other context, I'd have been offended. We were focusing on breast cancer, but we're going to move a little bit into another women's cancer issue, which is cervical cancer. And I think breast cancer is so talked about on the news. I think people are more aware of it. People are a bit more able to grasp it, I'd say, because I think I could talk a little bit about breast cancer, but I don't think I could really, before I'd done my research, talk that much about cervical cancer. So just to clarify, it develops in a woman's cervix, which is the entrance to the womb from the vagina. It mainly affects sexually active women between 30 and 45. So cervical cancer is something that does disproportionately affect younger women. Symptoms can include abnormal vaginal bleeding, which can occur during or after sex, in between periods, or new bleeding after you've been through the menopause. The way that they screen cervical cancer is something that used to be called the smear test. They're trying to move away from calling it a smear test because I think a lot of people get scared by the term smear test, so they're now just calling it cervical screening, essentially. It invites all women between the ages of 25 and 64 to attend, and then they're offered screening every 3 years. You get sent a letter. However, so many women are so bad at going for the screenings. In almost all cases, cervical cancer is caused by HPV. It's a very common virus that can be passed through any type of sexual contact with a man or a woman. So using condoms during sex can offer protection against HPV. But another way that has been going for quite a while now, since 2008, the HPV vaccine has been routinely offered to girls aged 12 and 13. So I've had the HPV vaccine. I am, fingers crossed, vaccinated against HPV. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be proactive about it. But that is something that is now in place, which is really positive. The reason that we're talking today specifically about cervical cancer, but cancer in women in general, is because 10 years ago today, Jade Goody died. If you're unaware of who Jade Goody is, she rose fame on Big Brother, and in a shocking sort of odd turn of events, she wasn't known for that anymore. She was known for her battle with cancer. She passed away in 2009 following a 7-month-long battle with the disease. The real clincher and something that really struck home about her story at the time was that her death was preventable. It could have been stopped. So she spent the time leading up to her death campaigning to raise awareness among women about the importance of cervical screenings. Early smear tests revealed that Jade Goody had abnormal cells, often deemed to be precancerous cells, on her cervix. which she had removed 3 times. But following her eventual diagnosis of cervical cancer, the TV star did admit that she'd ignored a letter flagging more abnormal results from a 4th cervical screening because she'd been too scared to go back to the hospital. This is quite a common story. It's scary. Smear tests aren't comfortable and they're scary. I've never had one, but I have heard. And not wanting to face such a really scary sort of life event is very understandable, and it was something that Ruby was talking about earlier with avoiding going to the doctors for a few months, because if you ignore it, maybe it'll go away. But unfortunately, that's not how medicine and life works. This means that 10 years on, her legacy has saved many, many lives. Jade's open approach discussing her cervical cancer publicly made a real impact on other young women who may not have previously realised the importance of smear tests. In the months and years after Jade's death, NHS officials noticed something called the Goody effect. This means that the number of women attending cervical screenings rose by 12%. And that's massive, considering that that 12% of women, however many deaths, were prevented in that percentage.
Well, at the minute, I'm doing really well, actually, surprisingly. I've had like a 3-week break. I had 5 weeks treatment of every day going and having radiotherapy every day and chemo once a week. But then they give me a 3-week break, so I've been fine. I've been like just doing whatever I've been doing and felt normal. So it's not going to be nice getting back into the whole chemo thing again. God, I don't know what I'm talking about today. It's not going to be nice going back to chemotherapy again, because it makes you feel pretty down and that.
All right, so that was Jade Goody at the time, just before her death, speaking about the cancer spreading. So despite the initial impact of Jade's story, 10 years later, attendance at cervical smear tests are an all-time low. They've never been lower than they currently are in 2019. So few women appear to be attending these life-saving appointments. Public Health England has even begun advertising them on mainstream media in a desperate attempt to get women to turn up. A cervical screening is no more than a couple of minutes of discomfort, but the benefit is indescribable. Jade Goody could still have been alive today had she attended her 4th final cervical screen test. And so many women who have died in the past from cervical cancer, it was preventable had they not ignored the letter, had they taken the call. If it could potentially save you going through what Jade went through, wouldn't you say it's worth it? And it's very tricky because everyone has a very different and specific situation. But I think it is very important that we need to raise awareness. And it's really good that breast cancer and things like that have been raising awareness. But it needs to be all of the different types, and obviously cancer in general, but definitely going to the appointments, checking your boobs, going to your smear tests, whatever it may be. If it's made one person go out and check their boobs or go to the smear test that you weren't going to go to and not ignore that letter that you got from the GP, that is me being a very, very happy bunny. Hang in there if you are affected, if you do want to have a look at any websites. If you're worried, please go to the GP. But if you do have any concerns, definitely have a look at the copperfield.org website. Macmillan's got some very interesting stuff on their website, Cancer Research and cancer.gov. That's all on there with links to welfare support where you can get involved.